WWE Mobile. What about this all nasty weather this morning there, bud? KN4VWA.
KZ4M.
Building. I just did my first exam as a VE, and that was quite a, that was something else, man.
There, Tom and Boomer, y'all doubled up.
I said I did my first exam as a VE this morning down at the Red Cross building here in Greenville, and that was quite the experience.
All right. So are you down there with him, Tom? Chad?
Yes, I am. And we all made an agreement this morning that we're going to, we need to review yours, Steve, KN4VWA. We need to review to see, take a little closer look at your test.
Goodness. Well, I tell you what, that don't keep the mouth south off the air, boys.
I'm just glad I got the first one in. You normally get the first one, but I got it this morning.
I got the first one in that you ain't heard yet. Wait till you talk to Alexander next there, Boomer.
What's going on?
I wish I could be there and hear that conversation when you finally get a hold of Alexander, if he remembers. Oh, he's a pretty good kid. He came out flying RC with us yesterday.
He is a smart kid. Him and his brother both. But he's just, he's full of energy. Him and his brother both. I mean, they just, man, I mean, it's sharp as a tack.
Find out, their daddy, John, used to be one of my customers. He used to work down at the Cancer Centers of the Carolinas before they were bought out by the hospital system. And he and I used to work together some. So, now his boy, Alexander, really liked the radio control, but that youngest one, Nicholas, man, I thought he was going to flip out over me. Just, oh man, I guarantee you that kid's going to be in it.
Yeah, they're pretty smart. Pretty smart. But anyway, I'm just gonna let you know that was Tom got me squared away and Gary. So I probably need to do it a couple more times to fully understand what's going on. But I had a good time this morning. That was neat. And I never thought I'd be sitting on that end of the table, but that was quite a pleasure for me this morning. KO4NUE.
About 20-25 in their testing at one time. Yay! KZ4M Mobile.
Hey, but that's good you had that many in there, Tom. Huge, yeah. And, man, I hope you did keep an eye on Boomer. I'll tell you what. Besides, he's on here just bragging this morning.
But he got her out the bag this morning. I'll pat him on the back.
Clinton, Tom?
Yes, I'm coming through Greenville. I'm going to stop by and see the little sweet thing, and then I'm going to Galesville.
Well, now, hey, who is it she works for? Is it, it's not John Deere, is it?
Landscaper Supply.
Ah, okay. Are, well, now, they really don't sell anything like Gators, do they?
They can actually order stuff for you if you're wanting something like that. They just don't actually keep them there.
Sue and I are wanting to get a UTV, you know, some two seats with a dump bed on the back of it. I got to replace my golf cart. The golf cart's just, it's starting to wear down, and I'm figuring over the next year or so I need to go ahead and replace that jewel. So... Anyhow, do they get John Deere stuff, or do they get, what do they carry most of?
some of their, mainly their stuff like that is Husqvarna. You know, they do things along that line, not the John Deere or Kubota stuff.
They focus mainly on landscaping, not the heavier equipment. Yeah. All right, good enough. Well, I got to come up with something over the next year or so, so I got some time. Well, those guys gave me a quote back. I went by the Dodge place, and they said to buff out that side and to do the running board was $700. Well, the insurance adjuster's already come back and told me $400, so we're going to have a little talk with him.
Good luck with that. I still don't know what they gave us. It hasn't come in the mail yet, so we'll have to figure that one out. I still got to find somebody that'll actually do the work. But I like my Access. I think that's a good purchase for me. It's got a jump bed and everything on it. But I'll tell you right now, I don't recommend it for a lot of people, depending on what you want it for. Mine is geared way too high. She'll scream like a scalded dog, but she just has no torque. I wanted something for around the farm, so it's not quite exactly my cup of tea, but hey, I still like her. This is a 500cc.
Where'd you get that?
I think Lowe's has the market cornered on the Access. I think they actually come up with a deal, but there for a long time, Tractor Supply had them, but now they've gone with a different brand, so but Lowe's still carries them.
Which one you talking about? And I can't get in it. It's too small. My legs just don't fold up that short.
We're talking about a different one then, because I can get in mine. I took the doors off. I didn't like having those doors on there. But I got plenty of room in there, leg-wise. So, I don't know. But, like I said, that sucker, if I got a long, straight stretch downhill, I can get in the upper 50s in that thing. It goes faster than I need it to.
That told me a lot right there, too, so that's not what I'm up to either. I need the torque. I might get up to 25, 30 mile an hour, but I need the pulling torque.
Yeah, I'm telling you that because I do, too. I mean, it'll still pull, but she moans. She doesn't like it. She wants to just be turned loose in the yard.
Well, I'm taking my sweet thing out to breakfast this morning, so you guys, you know what? I'm sorry, Chad. I kind of asking Tom questions there, and I wasn't polite passing it around. So, anyhow, I'm going to drop out on you guys. 73's K and 4 VWA. Y'all carry on. I'm clear.
Hey, Miss Sue. I don't know if you can still hear me, Chad, but I'm right here in the shadow of Paris Mountain, so I'm probably breaking in and out, and I'm getting ready to destinate. So you be careful getting back to the house. Good job today. Thanks for showing up. I'll say 73 and be clear on your final. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
That'll about do it for us.
One more
package to be delivered. It's supposed to be there Monday, I believe it is.
Got everything in. Jana's just got to pick up one more gift, I think, for her sister. And that'll wrap us up. I'll be off for 2 weeks, so I'm looking forward to that.
A nice little break here. Christmas time is always nice. T-Mobile.
At M4WHM.
Bill, how are you doing, bud? It's been a while since I've talked with you. Everything okay?
I lost you as I was sitting in the drive-thru. What'd you say there, buddy?
Said, it's been a while since I've talked with you. Everything okay? You doing all right?
Yeah, just been busy, busy, busy. It's crazy time of the year as we get toward the end of the semester, and I just been, Jana asked me the other night, said, you ain't been on the radio with your friends. I said, I know. I said, I got to get on there, and so that's what I'm trying to do, and over the holidays, I plan to play a lot of radio.
Rainy down your way?
Yes. Pretty good little rain right now in Harlow, so, but can't have pretty days every day, I reckon, and need the rain, so I wish it was clear. I'd get outside and do something.
Nah, today's a good radio day. Good radio day. KO4NUE. KO4HKX. Hey, Patrick, how you doing, bud? You having a good morning?
I'm doing good. Going down to see Chris.
Just coming by. Well, have a good day. I hope you have a good day. We'll leave it at that. KO4NUE, KO4HKX, and N4WHM. And hey, fellas, if I hadn't told you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Chad. I hope everything is going to be good for you over the holidays. And you ready to take over as president of the ham club?
Done it. I've already done it. it's fun. It's interesting. I'm not quite sure I'm doing what's right yet, but it'll come. But I'm enjoying it so far. We'll see though. I got a feeling it's gonna get a little bit more complex as time goes on, but we'll see.
Plan for the job. You got the background and experience to work with it. You got the people skills, and I know going in and making some changes like you were talking about can be hard, but in the end, I think it'll pay off. We're doing the same thing in the Athens Radio Club. I got snuckered in 2 weeks ago to become the webmaster and redo the website, so that's what I'm going to be studying on the next couple of weeks while I'm off, is how to redo our website and make it look a little more enticing to the younger crowd instead of the retired for 20-year crowd.
The main thing is right now is just the newer generation, including myself, coming in. When you go get your license, and if, you know, next 3 or 4 days, it's just kind of like, oh, I got my license, and then it just kind of sinks over you, you know. Well, what do I do now? You know. So we're focusing on that, and we got some training classes on the schedule coming up in January on Zoom. January, February, March, as a matter of fact. I closed down all the face-to-face meetings, and we're going to do Zoom because of COVID. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I hope I made the right choice, but we'll see.
Well, just don't second guess. Just push forward, and it'll be all right. That's what leaders do, and you are a leader. Like I said, you got the background and experience to make those kind of calls, and if it doesn't work out the very best, well, you adapt and overcome. So don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
For one, looking forward to the training classes. KO4 HKX.
I'm glad to hear you say that, bud. I really am. I have just been really second guessing the whole Zoom thing, but I just, man, I don't know. It's just virus is so dangerous. I just don't want to risk getting anybody sick for anything, you know. And that's got to be the right decision. I mean, it's got to be.
N4DJC,
KO4NUE, KO4HKX, and N4WHM. Go ahead, Jerry.
What's up, y'all doing? Well, Bill hadn't heard you on in a while, and Patrick, got to say hello to you briefly, and just wanted to say hello this morning. Make sure you guys doing okay. We're sure it's kind of foggy up here this morning, Dave.
For me, I was at the house, and it wasn't foggy at all until I got down the mountain.
Down here in Hall, and yeah, good to hear you, Jerry. I hadn't been on in a while, so trying to get back in the groove. But good to hear you. Always enjoy it. N4WHM.
Yeah, let me make sure I got it. Yeah, I got an eighth of a mile visibility here in Greer, and with rain drizzling, you know, temperature 61, but all this fog and traffic's just, I don't know, I need to get off Wade Hampton. It's just a little bit much.
It is. You being on Wade Hampton this morning, that's not, it's terrible during normal times on Saturday, let's see, Saturday before Christmas, I guess, actually. So, it ought to be busy as bees, just like I expected to be. I know here in Anderson, I was out yesterday, we got our grandkids with us the next few days. We went to Greenville yesterday to pick them up, and the traffic was terrible, even at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so glad I don't have to deal with that.
Make sure I got it. Yeah, so I wouldn't be out at all. I've done all my Christmas shopping online, so I don't have to get out in this stuff. But today was my first day as a VE, so I went down to the Red Cross building there in Greenville, and got to sign my first CSCE from the other side of the table, and I'm just really excited about that. And I wish you could just see that young man's face when he passed. He just lit up like a Christmas tree.
A lot of fun, ain't it, Chad? I know the first class I did as a VE, it was very rewarding, and glad to see everybody happy. We did a class last week, and actually had four people from Greenville in it. We did it over in Livonia at a church, and I was surprised, but I told them about the different clubs over there, so maybe they'll join in. N4WHM.
Let me make sure I got it. Gary. Gary was there this morning, KI4DOS. And I forgot my coffee this morning. So, he came in with a fresh cup of coffee, and I said, "Oh man, that's a cool cup, you know, and a Black Rifle coffee cup, one of those thermos cups, you know." And I said, "Boy, that's a nice looking cup. Can I see it?" So he let me hold it. I got me a cup, and I just filled my cup full of coffee. I wish you could have seen the look on his face.
Imagine what the look on the Gary's face was when you've done that.
He likes a cup of coffee now, I know that. That was, what do they call that? Chad, theft by taking.
He just looked at me like, I don't know exactly what the expression was, but I'm sitting there holding that white styrofoam cup after taking half of his coffee, and he, you know, he's looking at me with a strange look like, did you just take half my coffee? And there for a minute, it looked like he was going to try to take it back. And I just licked all over the top of my cup. That changed his mind real quick.
Yeah. I believe I took it back anyway.
Treat you as Joe and Chris the other day, did you, Chad?
I was laughing so hard I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said you didn't give him the deterrent for messing with your drink that you gave Chris the other day, did you?
I did. I most certainly did. And it works. It really does.
It's a good thing he likes you.
Stay out of the house. Speaking of coffee, that's what I was doing, was going out and getting the wife a cup of Starbucks. Give her a Saturday morning surprise. So, I hope y'all have a great day, and I'll be back on a little bit. We're going to Anderson, so I'll be on the radio, and if y'all are around, I'll be glad to talk to you. If not, again, I should be on next week, but if I don't, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Y'all be safe, and I appreciate all y'all being part of my life. So, this is M4WHM. I'll be clear on returns.
73, Bill. It's a pleasure talking to you, bud. Be safe down there. If you need anything from here, please let me know. AKO4NU, I'll be clear with you, sir.
Bill, Merry Christmas, and I'll be around this afternoon, KO4HKX.
Bill, tell Jana, and when you see Gail, tell Gail hello to you. We were reading articles in the papers, good to see her back in there on a regular basis. Tell what we're thinking about them. You take it easy. Merry Christmas. Don't hear from you between now and then. What are you doing out today? Are you working, or are you just doing roundabout stuff?
To visit Chad's cousin Chris. I'm going to spend a little time with him today.
You know, Chad, I was, you know, listening to you talk about doing the VE stuff, you know, years ago when I first got into ham radio back in the 70s. You know, back then they just had a novice class license, and there was just HF only in certain parts of the band. It was only CW. You couldn't do any single sideband. I think they did allow maybe FM on AM on 2 meters. Back in those days, maybe AM on 6, I'm not sure if that was right or not. It might have changed it. But anyway, they would issue you a or a K call, and it always had like a WN or a W or a KN call. And when you went upgrade to Tech or General, they changed it to a WA or WP or a KA or K, excuse me, it was basically, you know, WA or WB, I think. Then they didn't do the, you know, and they did the KN calls, I don't think, back in those days. But back then, anybody that had advanced class license or above could give a test to a novice. They did, you had to send and receive 5 words per minute code, and then they gave you like a simple 10 question exam. And yeah, then they send it to SEC, and it wasn't like it is now. It'd take you about 6 weeks before you heard whether you passed it, but you know what your call was going to be. And there were no vanity calls back in those days either. But anyway, I was thinking about that. And nowadays it's a lot different now, and we also had to go to the SEC to get upgraded licenses. I had to go to Atlanta to get mine upgraded to technician. But originally they only allowed novices a year, and if you didn't upgrade in a year, you lost and had to start all over again.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty tough. But, you know, I don't know if I could. I mean, I guess if I was dedicated enough to do it, I guess I could do it. But it just sounds like it's a whole lot tougher back then.
But who knows what I'd have done. But I'm here now, and I'm happy with the hobby and what it's being able to do. Did have an interesting conversation last night up on North Carolina traffic. I went up to North Carolina traffic band and tried to pass some written traffic up there, but they didn't have anybody up there that knew how to deal with radiograms. And I'm just like, how in the world are y'all passing traffic if, you know, so anyway, interesting night.
Was a lot different in those days. It was a little different. The hobby was different. It wasn't, a lot of people got into it originally, of course, from CB radio, and when it was hot and when it was all the rage, they didn't like the code requirements. It didn't make it seem 5 words a minute, it's not that big of a deal. But I know when I got my general, I had to do 13, and it was a little tougher. But after you get used to it, 13 to 20 is not that big a deal, but we used a lot more CW. The bands were hot then. It could work just about anywhere in the world on 5 or 10 watts, on 15 meters, and on 10 meters too. But it's just a little different deal there, and I think a lot of people just already had electronics background. That did help. The questions were, you didn't have a pool of questions, and they gave you a 50 question test that once you passed the tech, though. The general, all you had to do to get the general was just pass the 13 word per minute code, which was a big stumbling block for a lot of people, because that code just scared people away, and they didn't, they couldn't get it, and they struggled with it, and it's just one of those things. It was, if they'd opened up the code years ago, I think it would have been, we had a lot more people that are my age now in the hobby rather than just, because most of the Lou, we got a lot of younger people in now, and I think it's really helped. And a lot of people don't care for them, but I think it's good for the hobby. More people involved in it, and some people stay on 2 meters, some of them are going HF and going to other things. It's just, you got to have that base to work from, though. And that's the way I think about it. I know a lot of people didn't like it when they changed it, but that's progress. Like it or either can live with it or not, and I think it's brought a lot of good folks in the hobby.
Sure, I got it here. Teaching myself Morse code. I'm having a really difficult time copying. The letters and numbers, takes me a little bit, but I can key them out. But I have been listening. You can get down on some of the slower nets, and I can, break the letters apart. And it's a little bit easier. But I will tell you this. One thing I learned last night was I understand why CW is so popular, because you can really filter out all of the garbage. And I mean, the frequency is so narrow that you can filter out all of the noise and just get right on that tone. And that is nice. That's really nice. KO4NUE for ID.
I know you're still out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, Jerry. KO4HKX. For me, I haven't even started to learn any of the code, and that would have probably kept me from getting my license at this point in my life. Just don't have the time to sit and devote to it is my thing right now.
I got this. Chad, one thing I think helps people with code, at least it did to me, that years and years ago there was a handbook, and they had a cassette tape put out by an AWRL called the TuneIn World Ham Radio. And the cassette tape had 5 and 7 words per minute on one side, and I think it did 10 and 13 on the other side. And the 5 and 7 or 7.5 words per minute, what it would do is like the letters or numbers themselves, it was actually sent like at 13 words a minute. I mean, with the character itself, was if it spaced it, you know, for 5 words per minute. Once you get that, it's one of those, it's almost like a muscle memory with somebody playing golf and that sort of thing. Once you get that, burst where it says da-da-da or, you know, whatever you want to do, whichever letter number you want, once you get that burst, you recognize it. It's not like da-da-da, it's da-da-da, you know, yeah, that's that, or da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just, it develops a memory, and some of these things that they do now, or they send it like at 5 words per minute, and it's like da da da, and you just don't. Then when you go to a higher code speed, you don't recognize that character. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly or not, but that helped me more than anything. And had a friend of mine that had been a ham since the 60s, and he finally upgraded to technician and passed the written part of the exam. But he's still stuck. He couldn't get past that 13 words per minute code. And he'd been a ham for years, and he's the one that got me initially interested in the hobby. And I gave him that tape, and I told him, I said, Oscar, I said, he's a silent key now, long gone, a really good friend of mine. I said, Oscar, I said, if you get this tape, I said, I promise you, I said, you'll pass the code within 4 months. And I was working at night then, so I'd work on second shift. I work a split shift. I would go in at 8 and get off at 4 in the morning during my break. You know, I'd listen to those code tapes. I learned the code in less than a month. I didn't have any problem at all with that. And I passed the 13 word per minute, too, not long after I got my tech license. I passed the 13 word per minute code since Spot came up where I could get in to take the exam. But he learned that thing. Boy, he'd been struggling with it for years. It's just that memory, once you hear that, it's like hearing A. You know, if you can say A or A, if you say it short, you know, you'll memorize that, you know, what it sounds like. It's the same thing with code. Now, that helped me more than anything, because the way that other people were doing it, it was just so slow and so boring to learn it.
You're learning by rhythm. Every letter and number has a rhythm to it. And that's what I'm doing because I've listened to the, you know, 3 to 5 word per minute code, and I am anticipating the way my mind works that if I get hung up on that, the way I'm seeing it, code is two different languages. One, you have to learn to decode, and then you have to learn to code. I'm assuming that eventually they'll marry up, but being able to do both, I don't think I need to be learning that way. I am listening for the rhythm, and so far I've got K, K-E and T, N and A. I pretty much got those and can pick those out in a rhythm, but that's the way I'm trying to do it. I hope it doesn't bite me in the tail, but KO4NUE.
I said, it doesn't work that way for everybody, I'm sure, but it worked that way for me. Once you get that, hear that whatever letter or number, like I said, once you get that kind of ingrained in what you're listening to, and of course, you know, we didn't use computers back then, but we just had cassette tapes. And what I would do is whenever it went through the letters and numbers and stuff, I'd write them down too. And rather than just memorize them, I'd write them down. It wouldn't tell you on the tape what it was, you know. It just went through the, and then they had another one that would jumble them up into sentences and stuff. Because that's what the 13 word per minute code test. What they do is they send you messages, multiple messages, and then you had multiple choice answers after the test. You know, where were they located? Or, you know, what was the signal report and all that sort of things. You had to be able to decode, you know, the entire message. You didn't have to send it 13 words per minute. That wasn't a requirement, but you learned you could send it 5 to get the novice. That's all that was required. But sending is a whole other thing, and the best thing, the thing that helped me the most is sending Canyon Cave was getting a set of, you know, one of those bench paddles that did the iambic, you know, paddle where you got your dot on one side and you did on the other side, and been able to send it that way. It worked a lot easier for me than using a key, straight key. And like I said, those things, I was kind of on the tail end of the old technology and going into the new ones, where, I mean, before without tapes and stuff, I mean, it was really difficult, I think, to learn code. Even in Boy Scouts, you know, they sent it by flashlight and that sort of thing. They didn't send it with a code practice isolator or anything like that. N4DJC Friday.
Pewee. Jerry, I've got an iambic paddle, disc on the left, dials on the right, and I know the letters that I know, like, you know, da, dit, da, that's a K, but I'm not so much focusing on that, I'm focusing on what a K feels like between my fingers, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure I'm explaining that right. It's kind of like, well, I guess muscle memory. I would struggle spelling a word out by the code with my brain, but I'm the type of person, I'm going to be one of those that I'm going to be much better at feeling a word out with my fingers, if you know, if that sounds, I don't know how to say it. I don't.
It is really whatever works for the individual. You might be different, you know, than other people, and everybody's an individual. They have to, you know, they know how their brain works and know how they, you know, they can, you know, pick up information. But it's one of those things that once you get it, you just never. I mean, you never forget it. You know, I don't really see that anymore. But it's by far the most efficient means of by a long shot. You can get through when you can't get through on a single sideband. It doesn't take up much bandwidth, and that's one of the reasons the QRP guys, like what I did for years, I could get through on CW and work some stations, and the guys on single sideband couldn't get them. It's just, you know, it's like you said, you focus on narrow, you know, you focus on a real narrow bandwidth, and you can filter out all the trash. Plus, you don't have the, you know, on single sideband, 20 and like on 80, you know, 75, 80 meters, you don't have all that, you know, what going on, you know, with the nets, that sort of thing. It's just people that use CW are generally fairly serious hams, and you're gonna get you're gonna get somebody that's good at it, and they'll a good handle like Tom's a real proficient CW operator. He can slow down or speed up or whatever, and he can copy it. He doesn't have to write it down to copy it. And after a while, you know, you get to where you may have to write some things down, but you can copy most of the standard stuff, you know, like when it comes to the QTH and that sort of thing. Copy that name, QTH, and that sort of thing. It gets easier as you do it, but you just have to listen to WNAW code practice. Some of those, a lot of people use that. If you can receive it, fine. And it's just one of those things. It's just another tool in the toolbox. In my opinion, it's something that's usable. And like I said, you'll get through on CW when you won't be able to get through on single sideband.
Guys, I'm just sitting here listening. I don't know anything about CW. So I'm just sitting here listening. I'm taking in the conversation and education. I appreciate it.
A4FM, I believe. Was it? Say again, sir.
A4 mic.
Hey. Okay, Tom, we got Patrick in here and Jerry and me talking about CW. So, it's okay. So, on CW. So, I've got me a little keyer, Jerry, so I can hear
as I spit it out, so I don't have to plug it up to the radio. It's just an oscillator, you know. And I learned real quick that that tone is very piercing. It doesn't really matter how low you turn the volume or what speed it's at. I was in there practicing a couple of weeks ago, and I could tell it was agitating my wife a little bit. So I just said, well, I'm on. Let me learn to spell her name, so when she comes in here and gets on my butt, I can tell her, hey, look, honey, I've learned to spell your name. So, oh, sure enough, it wasn't long she came in there. She said, honey, we need to talk about this for a minute. I said, yeah, we do. Look, here, I've learned to spell your name. So I, you know, did da. And she said, I said, that's Anna, that's your name. And she says, well, good. I got another name you can spell. Oh, man. So I put my headphones on, but I get it. It's very piercing, and it will move. It will move through anything. KO4NUE. Somebody pick it up.
Rage Gag. Well, I know for me personally, I haven't tried CW, so I don't know 100%. But where I'm dyslexic and reverse letters and numbers and stuff like that, it is going to be chaos when I get to trying to do something like that.
Wait, let me make sure I got it. Some letters are struggle. K and X are my problems. I get K and X mixed up, and your call kills me. I mean no disrespect by that, but it's just the way my mind is. And I know that if I don't learn it a different way, I'm going to struggle. And that's why when those paddles are between my fingertips, I know what a K feels like, and I know what a X feels like. I'm not necessarily focusing on, you know, da did da for K. I know what it feels like, if you understand what I mean. And that keeps me from getting in trouble with getting letters mixed up.
I totally understand with you. You know, we had sessions where we taught the CW with our classes, and I sat through, I guess, maybe three of those helping out and doing the videotaping them for the YouTube videos. And I'm dyslexic, so I couldn't learn the way everybody else was learning, and I'm still trying to work at it, but I've let it go. The key thing is getting a habit of so much time every day and working at it. And I was doing that for a while and was making progress, and then I quit, and now it's like I'm starting all over again. But, yeah, you find something that works, y'all let me know, because I quite haven't found the way to learn it, the niche for me, the way to learn it. And I'm waiting for that light switch to go off.
Got it. So, gentlemen, I am at my destination. I enjoyed the conversation. I really do. Tom, I appreciate you taking me under your wing today, showing me all that you know. I really appreciate that. Patrick and Jerry, y'all have a wonderful day. If I don't talk to you again, very Merry Christmas. Please be safe. This is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear.
And I'm sure we'll talk again before then. KO4HKX.
Have a good weekend, and be careful. Hopefully we'll talk to you between now and Christmas. But 73, M4DJ, Steve.
Hey, Tom, W4DJW. You still there? Have you heard of the Farnsworth method of learning Morse code?
I actually have that on the computer. I just haven't made the attempt at it yet.
So that you were asking for, like, a breakthrough moment. That was the breakthrough moment for me, is when I switched from straight Morse code to Farnsworth, that I could control the Farnsworth spacing. Let me give you an example. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this or not from my speakers, but I'll see. I'll give you an example of before and after with Farnsworth so that you can hear what the difference is. This is with no Farnsworth whatsoever. This is just my call sign. And you can tell that sounds like it's running all together. Now I'm going to put a Farnsworth factor of 5 in there. Can you tell how different that is with the spacing between the letters?
I can't be a disco dancer. I got no rhythm.
Yeah, well, for me, it's they all ran together, right? So I had a really hard time figuring out where does one letter end and where does the other letter begin. And what Farnsworth does is makes that much more definitive. And you can control, I mean, with a lot of the software, you can control the Farnsworth spacing to where you can absolutely make sure you understand where that letter ends and where that next letter begins. That'll get you over the curve for learning the sound of the letters. Then you can go back, you can relax the Farnsworth, and you'll have already gotten what the letter sounds like as muscle memory, not as something that you have to interpret. That's where people mess up. They want to use their brain to interpret the letters as the letter is going by. Well, if you listen to the words I'm telling you right this moment, you're not using your brain to interpret each one of the words that I'm sending you. Your brain's muscle memory is interpreting those words, right? You're not having to put together the sounds that I'm making and interpret that as a word. Your brain's doing all that for you. And Farnsworth is what did it for me. It gave me that distinct rhythm of each character so I could build muscle memory. And you were looking for something that's a breakthrough. That was my breakthrough.
I will try to make that one of the staples of my learning curve. I'm getting ready to make sure I step it up, making a New Year's resolution. So I want to see some progress, but I will try to incorporate that a little bit more and see how it works. Thank you. I appreciate that. I may have to yell at you down the road sometime and go, okay, I need a kick in the rear.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. I know I spent like 8 months before it started. I spent maybe 50 of those yellow legal pads of, I would scrape the text off of the news and I'd come over here and paste it in my window and I'd say, okay, read me the news in Morse code. And I would write it out on a yellow legal pad. And whenever I get something, you know, and I would increase the Farnsworth spacing so that it was not really legal Morse code anymore, but enough for my mind to be able to say, I know that's an A, I know that's a W, I know that's a 4. My mind needed that reassurance that I was getting it right. And then once that happened, then I could go back and relax the Farnsworth, and it just, like, magically, it just worked. It's just muscle memory by that point. It wasn't. Anyway, if you need any help or if you need any tools increasing Farnsworth or anything I can do to help, I'll be there. And that's for anybody else. Sue Patrick, if you're listening, or Chad, if he didn't turn off his radio when he got to his destination. But I know it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. But it's extremely rewarding once you start getting it.
In the class, one of my major problems is I'll miss something, and my brain wants to stop and figure it out instead of just continuing to decode what's coming at me. And, you know, once you get stuck in that spot, you're not just missing that one letter, but you're missing everything that's coming after it, too. And I can't. I need to train my brain to, okay, miss it. Keep going.
And that's a really good observation, and it's good when you can tell that's happening, because what that's telling you is that it's not muscle memory, right? If you get to a point like you don't, if you miss a word that I'm saying to you, you don't hang up on and don't get any of my other words because you're using muscle memory, right? You're using brain matter as muscle memory, and you don't get stuck on it. You just say, okay, I didn't get that word, but I get the context of the whole thing that you're talking about in the end. So if that's happening, all that's telling you is, if you're still doing that, is that you haven't really built that, you haven't done it enough to build that muscle memory yet. You're still interpreting. And that's okay, because you have to go through. That's something you have to transition. That's between here and there, right? That's between here and here is not having it, and there is having it. Between here and there, you're going to be doing that, but you're going to get to a point where that's too much work to do. Your brain's going to say, I already know what that is. Forget it. Go on. Let's go. Let's go. Your brain's going to be telling you, let's go, right? So that's just an indicator that the muscle memory is not quite there yet. That's all that is.
Yes. All right, sir. Somebody. But Dave, you're right. That's the way the old tapes were. They would send the characters at a certain speed. They space the characters out wide enough so it'd be 5 or 7 words per minute or whatever. That does work. That does work great, I think.
Jerry, let me see if I've got it, because there's a lot. This is a really good topic. I don't know who brought it up, but it's a good one. Yeah, so, Jerry, I had to look at the dits and the dots and the spacing and, you know, what Morse code has, you know, like the dot is 3 times the dit, and then how much spacing is between each one of them. I had to figure all that out and write a program to do all that for me, and then listen to it, and then listen to what other training sessions taught me, and then go back and make it to where I could make that, like in text they call it kerning, right, where I could make that kerning in Morse code whatever I wanted it to be, right, so that I was 100% sure that I knew what I was getting. My brain just needs that confirmation. It's just, that's the way it works. Once I got that, boy, it was simple. After then, at that point, it was, you can start seeing the rewards of the work when you're investing time, and you start copying it, and then you get to where the 26 letters of the alphabet are really easy, and now you're focused on punctuation and numbers, right? That's when everything starts getting good.
And it works even further, too. Then you start, you know, after you get on, especially once you get on air and start sending and receiving, then you start hearing words instead of letters. And that, you know, that increases your speed, you know, a lot, just being able to, you know, all right, that's, you know, I know what this is. You know, this is QTH, this is, you know, RST. I mean, then you start, you know, hearing words, and then you start typing sentences, short sentences, not long ones. You can hear what they, I mean, you may not have to write it down even, but it's like anything else, the more you do it, the better you get at it. But getting that, over that hump, get past that, all right, this is an A, this is a B, and then, like you said earlier, that's a perfect explanation. Just because you don't understand one word a person says doesn't mean that you scrap the whole rest of it. Stop. Now, what was that word? You don't just move on. That's a perfect explanation.
Identify 3 of my downfalls, and getting stuck in a spot instead of continuing on is one of them. Another one is I've got to find the proper amount of time that will actually work my brain and not get me frustrated, because I was trying to do it for 2 hours a night, and it got to where it became work. It wasn't enjoyable anymore. So I've got to find that nice area and stick with it. But, yeah, the timing thing is, that's one of the reasons why I had a hard time with music. I can't read music because, heck, I can't get the timing down. So I've got some chores I've got to get done in order to succeed in Morse. But I do appreciate all the input, and I always try to reach out to Elmers and learn, because you never know. One person might have this odd way that seems odd to everybody else, but may fit perfect for you. So I appreciate any input I get in that area.
I'm the same as Tom. I appreciate any input I can get with a challenge, because it may not be exactly what I need, but I may take a piece of it and apply it to what I'm doing and learn from that. So I do appreciate it, Dave and Jerry. Y'all offer a lot of information to us younger hams that with less experience, and I appreciate it. But, gentlemen, I have arrived at my destination, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. I'm going to hop out, and I will be back on later, KO4 HGX, and I've enjoyed the conversation on the ride down the mountain, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, guys.
Okay, Patrick, Tom, I won't hold you anymore. Jerry, appreciate your support on that. But I just had to jump in, because when I heard Tom was looking for something, what's going to be that thing, that one breakthrough moment? That's I just had to share that. Anyway, Tom or Patrick, is there anything I can do, let me know. I'm going to go back to my program at W4DJW. I'll be clear.
Patrick 73, Dave. Thanks for the help. Jerry, it looks like you're stuck with me. KZ4 and mobile.
That's something I don't see how people can do it. Just it drives me nuts to have to do that all day long. But people that love it, do it. And do it well. And Tom, you know, you just keep working at your... It will happen. And when it happens, you'll say, it's like one of those Eureka moments.